kalam of Allah as if there is no creation. And we teach about the creation as if there is no Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Combine the two, integrate. Bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the class. Bring the love of Allah into the hearts of people. Subhanallah, my brothers and sisters, remember, why am I telling you all this? To remind myself and to remind you that we worship a Rabb who hears. We worship a Rabb who sees and does not hear occasionally, does not see when he feels like it, constantly, constantly aware of us. How many of us talk to our Rabb? How many of us have conversations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if you don't have a conversation with Allah, my question to you is, why not? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the shoelace is broken, ask Allah. What is the meaning of that? There is nothing that is too small or too big to ask Allah. If we have problems, we tell the world about it. What can the world do? What can the world do? The world can do nothing. At the most, they will give you some sympathy. Some of them will laugh at you behind your back. But when we tell Allah, Allah can do everything. Ala kulli shayin qadir. Ala kulli shayin qadir. How many of us talk to Allah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he say about talking to him? Wa idha saalaka ibadi anni fa inni qareeb. Ujibu da'wata ad-da'i idha da'an falyastajibu li wal yu'minu bi la'allahum yarshudun. He said, when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. So when you are close to him, what do? Allah says, ask and I will give you. Ask and I will give you. Where is this connection? Where is this connection? What has happened to this ummah? What has happened to this ummah? I ask you because you are scholars. I come to you and ask you for my right. As an ordinary person of the Summa, I ask you for my right. And it is my right and the right of my brothers and sisters that you should lead us. Where are you? Where are you? You think being scholars means only to memorize the Quran? Where is the connection with Allah? You mean teaching deen is only reading books and passing exams? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If deen is only to read books and pass exams, then tell me what is the meaning when Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Jibreel alayhi salam, when he asked him, Akhbirni ani al-ihsan ya Rasulullah. And he said, An ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَى. If teaching deen and tarbiyah is only to read books and pass exams, then tell me how to explain this hadith. Where your master and my master said, worship Allah as if you can see him. Worship Allah as if you can see him. And if you cannot see him, know that he sees you. This hadith is the tafsir of the ayah. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. And what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response itself? See the love with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his kalam for us. And the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majmain who received this kalam first. See the love with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this kalam. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to those who talk to him? What is Allah saying to those who stand in the night and worship him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, your Rabb is aware that you stand in the night and you worship him. And some of you stand for half the night and some of you stand for 3/4 of the night. And some more and some less. And Allah is aware of the quantity of the day and the night. The measure of the day of the night. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, some of you may be sick. Subhanallah, see the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. And we are living in a state of ghafla. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When are we going to respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When are we going to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is speaking to us. Think about this. If I speak to you and you sit there blank, just looking at me as if I am a piece of wood, how would I feel? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us. What is our response to Allah? So Allah says, I know. Allah says, Allah knows that some of you are sick. And Allah knows that some of you are struggling in the world and searching for the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of you are doing qital and jihad fi sabilillah. So Allah says, read the Quran. As much as you can read. As much as is easy for you to read. And then Allah says, aqimu salah, establish salah, and give zakat. And then give some more. Give some more, qarz hasana, give some more in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in addition to zakat.